Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 81. We're going to be reading this psalm twice. For the first time, we're going to read it in the King James Version, and for the second time, we're going to read it in the New International Version. The King James, famous for being the first English translation, and the New International Version is a more popular modern translation. So let's read together this psalm. And it says that this is a psalm of Asaph, who wrote a number of the previous psalms as well. So let us read. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the trimble, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed, on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden, his hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. And now we read again, but this time from the New International Version. Sing for joy to God our strength. Shout aloud to the God of Jacob. Begin the music, strike the timbrel, play the melodious harp and lyre. Sound the ram's horn at the new moon, and when the moon is full on the day of our festival. This is a decree for Israel, an ordinance with the God of Jacob. When God went out against Egypt, he established it as a statute for Joseph. I heard an unknown voice say, I removed the burden from their shoulders. Their hands were set free from the basket. In your distress you called and I rescued you. I answered you out of a thundercloud. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Hear me, my people, and I will warn you. If you would only listen to me, Israel, you shall have no foreign god among you. You shall not worship any god other than me. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt. Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it. But my people would not listen to me. Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own devices. If my people would only listen to me, if Israel would only follow my ways, how quickly I would subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe before him, and their punishment would last forever. But you would be fed with the finest of wheat. With honey from the rock I would satisfy you. So this is Psalm 81. And it starts off with some celebration, with a command to celebrate, to sing for joy, to sound the ram's horn at the new moon. Now, you might be familiar with some of the festivals and celebrations which we read about in the Old Testament. One of my favourite chapters of Leviticus is chapter 23. Chapter 3 talks about the appointed festivals, the sacred assemblies, and they're often days or even an entire week where people are told, do not work, but worship the Lord. Do not work, but do this instead. And do this every year so that we don't forget the Lord. And so this psalm starts off saying, let's celebrate the Lord God. When the moon is full, this is a decree to help us remember when God went out against Egypt. But the psalm moves on in the story. The people have been freed from Egypt, and this is what they should be remembering, that they were rescued. But suddenly, the people aren't listening. Verses 6 through 10 has the Lord speaking and saying, I tested you, I tried to warn you, I gave you instruction, I said that I would feed you and look after you. And then verse 11 says, but my people would not hearken to my voice. People stopped listening. Once they were out of the hard times and they got into somewhere safe, they forgot to worship the Lord. They forgot to celebrate what he had done and who he was. And the Lord is pleading, if my people would only listen to me, how quickly would I subdue their foes? And remember, the previous psalms have been about a struggle because there have been foes and enemies and people coming against Israel, and they're calling out to God, and God is waiting to help. But the people need to remember him. They need to turn to him. God is giving them over to the desires of their hearts, and their hearts are leading them astray. So what do we learn about this? The importance of remembering God. The importance of celebrating Christmas and Easter and taking time off just to remember what God has done. The importance of meeting together and making a joyful noise to God. Of singing his praises when we meet together, whether that's at church or just with our church groups, wherever it is that we meet. But we need to remember. Because when we stop listening, when we stop remembering, we end up going our own way and finding ourselves in trouble. But even if you're someone who thinks, oh no, I've forgotten the Lord, I haven't been doing what I can, be encouraged, because the Lord is waiting for us to turn to him. If my people would only listen to me, how quickly I would subdue their enemies. He is a loving God who is waiting to act quickly to look after his children. So, Lord, we pray we would remember you. We would remember what you've done in the past and in our lives. That we would be people who listen and celebrate. In Jesus' name, amen. This has been Daily Psalm Reading. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you. And goodbye.